can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for January 4th, 2023, episode 29. Ooh. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
I know you're not
feeling...
Happy
New Year!
Happy New Year! I know you're not feeling super well today. You got a little bit of a sniffle going on.
Yeah, it just started, so I'm
and
slamming...
And I can actually hear it. I can hear it in your in your nasal passages.
Oh, I'm slamming the oil of oregano capsules.
I suggested all kinds of other additional medications.
Yes, like Coke. You told me to drink a Coca-Cola. No, not...
Hey, baby, do it live before the show.
So you're like, drink some Coca-Cola. I'm like, I have not had Coca-Cola, I would probably say, in 15 years, maybe.
Really?
Yes. I was just thinking garbage.
For the sugar content, just to get you all up
and
rocking
enough.
And rolling.
I'm sweet enough.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm just talking about some energy, you know, trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
What are you drinking?
I am drinking to... Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm trying to keep the show, you know.
Let's cheers for a moment. There you go. You are drinking the
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico, because once again, we're on the happy train, which means I'm drinking alone again.
What you drinking there?
Well, I'm drinking the stock whenever you're out of pocket. On
yes,
some
you can't drink the good wine.
This is actually a gift from Mike.
Yes,
our buddy here.
Well, you were drinking that when he walked in the door and he brought you that bottle.
Yes, Mike is the former cop from Kerrville
with anger management
with
issues.
Anger management issues. And he brought me a nice bottle of Argelet, so I'm very, very happy. It's exactly what I wanted for the show. Oh, even though we have dozens of bottles of great stuff
to that
drink.
Is not true. You've been sucking it down. You even sucked down the Lovapalooza bottle yesterday.
I did.
Which is the one that Brian gave us when we went to
did
Charleston.
Did you notice that I kept the bottle, though? I couldn't bring myself to toss
the
bottle.
I tossed it. Sorry, Brian. I'm like, this is garbage. What am I going to save it for?
We have so much great wine that I want to share with you that, it's the Argelet, it's okay. It's good for, it's exactly what I need for by myself. So I'm really happy Mike brought a bottle. I am. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so much has happened since our last show.
Oh,
we
my
had
gosh.
Christmas. We had New Year's. We had a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do. Where would you like to start?
I'd like to start off by saying I love you so much. You are the, my everything, baby. You are my everything. There's a whole bunch of nothing, and then come the kids. There's definitely a whole ravine of nothing,
I
and
love
then the
you
kids,
too.
And then the kids come.
We're going into our eighth year of being together. I know we always say 17 years, but really, it's going into the eighth year.
So, what are you basing this on? On our first date, or
yes, yeah,
which was
when we first met. Our first date, May 15th, 2015.
Yeah, I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It's 051515.
05, right. Yeah, and then we got married on 051919.
That's right. I knew that.
Yeah.
It's in my ring. And just in case I forget, it's in my ring.
That's right. It's in your ring.
Inscribed in my ring.
That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we have had, first of all, I hope everyone has noticed the new website.
Oh, yes.
I did it all by myself.
Adam did it all by himself.
CurryandTheKeeper.com. It's part of PodPage. So. I paid for it.
Oh, okay.
But it basically does it all automatically. But it looks pretty good, right?
Yes. And decent. Ashley, and I know we'll get into this, who I was walking through helping her trying to make a donation.
By the way, this Argelet is so good. Yes.
I miss it.
I
drank right up until the last moment. Mm-hmm. But she was saying you need to have the donate button on the homepage instead of under the about section.
This is correct. And this is where.
And you know me. It's got to be red.
Yes. I would love for you to help out a little bit with the website because it's not really what I do at all.
I am the graphic designer, though, and the marketer. So you want me to be the web designer now, too?
It's just point and click stuff. I mean, if I was able to do it, it wasn't very creative.
I'll be happy to help.
Question, though, was it Ashley who was helping us who was walking through the donations?
Yes.
Stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I have to thank her so much because...
Yes.
We know it's very complicated, just podcasting 2.0, the booster.
Well, let's back up a minute because when you ask people to do it, you're like, the freedom just takes a few steps. You can do it. Read the instructions. You'll get through it. And
Correct. As
we found out, I actually walked through the whole thing about setting up my Cash App account, linking it to my debit card to blew buy my Bitcoin.
Mind, blew my mind how wrong the instructions
oh
were.
Oh my
how
gosh.
How inadequate, how incomplete. Mea culpa. I am incredibly sorry. I thought that it had been kind of laid out and it wasn't.
No.
And I raised a big stink on podcasting 2.0 and everyone went, oh, well, yeah, we have. What happens is you get so used to, because you've already done it or you've already had Bitcoin, you get so used to it just working and things have changed. Cash App has changed. Blue Wallet, all these things have changed. And so
well, let me ask no you one this. Did they that. Do any beta testing? Do they give it to somebody like me who's learning the process and going to go through it? And that's how we
just so
learned all the bugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Each individual app is usually one guy, just one guy developing it in his spare time.
Well, I'd be happy to help out if they want me to go through it.
Right.
Because like I said, when we were looking at Fountain, and they said to join Blue Wallet to download Blue Wallet.
And
so I click on
that was the worst part.
And it goes to Google Play. And I said, that's for an Android. That doesn't help. So that was the first step. Anyway.
A lot. So I'm very, very appreciative because it really woke me up to how poorly described this was. And that was probably meant to happen.
Well, and now I have it all down. So if anybody has any questions, I'll be able to help you.
It has to be made better. I mean,
yeah.
It still is a very complicated process, because it's just what it is.
Yeah.
That's just the world that we live in. It's no one's going to make, again, that is the freedom part. Anything you want is not going to be that easy.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of steps that were just mind-bogglingly stupid and hard.
And you couldn't figure out where to go.
And not explained. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. So thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. And we're working to make it better. It was a good eye opener for everybody.
You did get a little heated though. You got a little heated.
Well, that's because typically the main thing that I always see is people don't follow instructions. And when it turns out, when you actually follow the instructions, that's when it broke down completely. And I was very, very dismayed. And I reported this to everyone at podcastindex.social and they went, oh no, but it's like this. I said, nope, check again. And it's very normal. That's what happens. It happens with in big companies and small companies and even with one guy, app development teams. We're going to get better.
Yeah.
And it was so helpful and I really, really appreciate it. And it's still amazing to me that we have as many people supporting us through that as we did.
Going through the whole process.
It's
I'm
amazing.
Like, how did they figure this out? Because it was
amazing.
not intuitive at all. No. So,
but remember, we are also rebels. This is not something that Silicon Valley wants. They don't want you to do this. They don't want you using Bitcoin. They don't want you using different apps. So you are rebels and I appreciate everyone sticking with it and going through the whole thing and figuring it out. And we are here to help.
And being a part of Vineyard Nation. Woohoo!
Vineyard Nation? Is that
we've used that before, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vineyard Nation.
It's been a marketing decision in the back office.
Okay, everyone's in agreement. Do we have a meeting? I didn't get the memo from the meeting notes.
We had a meeting. I think you were sleeping.
Okay. Well, of course I was.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, well, I want to go back to, we had dinner.
You want to go back to before Christmas?
Yeah. We had dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We went to one of our favorite restaurants, the Cabernet Grill.
Yes.
Which was very, very, very nice. And the beef was excellent because, we're beef snobs.
We are big beef snobs.
What
was really interesting is good. Now, they made the reservation.
Annette made the reservation.
This is where I got confused. So they made the reservation. We were a little bit earlier. We come in and say, oh, hi. It's like a little wine. It was very cold.
It was a warmed wine.
Like a glühwein, I think is what you call that. It's a little glass.
A glühwein.
Which means glowing wine.
Oh.
It's
glühwein. Is that? German,
Austrian, from skiing.
I'm thinking glue, like horses glue.
No, that's what we gave you. We gave you the glue wine. I had the nice warm wine. And we sat down at the table and there was a bottle of wine there.
Yes.
And I didn't know if they had, I mean, it's just there. I'm like, I don't know, there's a bottle there. That's kind of cool. And then she started pouring it. I'm like, maybe that was ordered.
I thought you and Pastor Jimmy ordered it.
No,
and I was like, wow, that was really fascinating. I didn't even see them looking at a wine list.
Turns out Brian had ordered that for us. Brian with an I, he had ordered that for us and had sent it to the restaurant, but there was no card. We missed it.
Apparently.
We missed it.
He did say that there was supposed to be a card. that said something to the effect of from your BFF, Brian.
Did not.
And
see
we
it.
Didn't see the card
no.
at all.
And didn't think about it. I was like, but that's kind of cool. You know, the wine was just there. I thought maybe that's.
It wasn't until.
I wasn't thinking about
right,
it.
Right. It wasn't until he texted me. He's like, how was the wine? And I'm like, it was wine? Good. Why?
Great. What do you mean?
And
what
are
you
talking about? Oh, he said, I had a bottle of wine sent to the table. And I said, oh my gosh. And then I started connecting the dots.
Baller move. I have to say it's a baller move.
Yeah.
That's something Adam Curry would do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was a baller move.
Look at that, Brian.
Much
you're
appreciated.
Same level as Adam Curry.
Yeah. Chill out, Brian. Chill out. Easy does it, brother. Easy
but what I thought, so we had a great night. I mean, they're becoming really treasured friends of ours. We love them very much. But you got so comfortable talking. We were talking about your teeth and everything. And all of a sudden you're like, let me show you the picture where my face is really swollen. And I'm like, whoa. And so you showed
the first thing people say is, that's a filter, right?
That's
like
but,
a TikTok filter.
You didn't see this. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I'm watching Pastor Jimmy's face and the look on his face when he saw your picture. It was a look of shock and awe.
It was shock and awe. I mean, we should publish that picture one day eventually. No one will believe it. No one believes that I looked that way. No one will believe that.
Today you showed it to Mike today and I said, you look like Max Headroom. That's who you look like.
Max
your jaw was like squared.
Square. Yeah.
Anyway.
I look more like the mask.
But that was funny though, the look on his face. It was hilarious. I wish I could have captured that.
And then
we came back here and we had Phoebe back the last show, correct?
Yeah.
And so this was our chance.
This was
to kind of
trial by fire.
Yeah, because you know she tried to eat Annette. So
pretty much, and she was great,
mm-hmm.
perfect. She's been doing really well.
She's a little bit of a she can be a little bit of a toddler. She's testing us,
sure.
But she's I would have to say remarkable difference.
I took her out today. I took her to the Tractor Supply. We got the propane. We walked around. We got all the stuff we needed. She's in the car, out the car. Then I like screw it. Let's go to the vape shop. And of course, you know, Kathy and Jerry are there, and also Dwight the rancher. And she was just laying on the ground. People come in. She'd get up. She'd go over and take a look. And she was listening to me, looking at me. If I said, Phoebe, come, she'd come over, come back. Fantastic. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I really am. And then when Mike came in, it took a second to get her on her place because she was like, whoa, 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 what's this?
Yeah.
And she stayed there. She was like, phew. She was making this noise. Phew, okay. I'll sit over here.
But then, she did get up off of her place. And
after like an hour, and I went out with Mike to get something from his car, from his truck, and we came and she got off. And then you were right, because you're good at this. You're like, no, we're not going to let it slide. Put her back on her place and give her shit about it, and then she can come off.
Well, yeah, I used to be like that with my kids. Like, I had to stick with the discipline, because once you let it go.
And how'd that turn out?
Pretty good. My kids were very well behaved. Very well behaved.
Yeah, in general,
they're adults.
All kids are
they're adults
good.
Now. You know, they can do whatever they want. But no,
I know.
We have to be.
Remember, I was the guy that.
Yes, you almost shot your daughter's horse.
I was never really going to shoot the horse.
It's traumatizing. I'm sure she's been in therapy ever since.
I was. Was it? What is that sound? I have it here.
Oh.
Yeah, this is this sound gets kids' attention. Always get their attention.
I was thinking of it would be a bigger sound than that.
That's all I had.
Kind of weak.
That's all I had.
But yes, so she was real. She did really, really well with Mike and with Pastor Jimmy and Annette too.
Well, everyone who comes here is amazed. If they've seen her before, they're like, what?
Yeah.
This is the same dog?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, they can't believe it.
We're keeping to it. Of course, she tries that. That's what dogs do. They try to.
So
try
big
to
step
out.
In her life, though. Big step. Mm-hmm. You took her to the dog park.
Oh my goodness.
We could never do this before, ever.
Not once, but have we been? I've been three times.
I think she's had a lobotomy, actually.
Who knows what they did to her? Dog park has been really, really quite good, except for.
Well, the first time she got attacked by a couple dogs.
Oh, this was so stressful.
I know.
Everything was great. And then this guy comes out with these two. And they shouldn't even been in the big dog park. Should have been in the little dog park. And these dogs, first they say hi, and Phoebe's okay, like, rah, 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 and, you know, sniff butt, okay. But then they just attacked her, and then this one little piece of crap was biting her, and I'm like, dude, get this, control your dogs. If you don't control your dogs, I'm going to control your dogs. And he was throwing rocks at his dogs. And Phoebe's like, she's, because she could have eaten this dog's head in one go. I'm like, let's just go. Let's get, I put the leash on. Let's go. Let's get out of here, because this is not going to end well for anybody. Turned out okay. It was more my stress than her stress.
Yes, and
honestly.
So when we went back, I went with you, and the same guy was there.
I guess it wasn't the same dog. It was a different dog.
Oh.
That dog tried to piss on me. The dog came over, lifted his leg right away. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, this dog was so disrespectful.
You were a tree.
No. The dog was like, hey, you white dog, I'm going to piss on your owner's leg. Watch this. And I'm like, well, no, you're not.
But when I
dynamics,
went,
well,
it was
man,
the same
dynamic.
Guy, right? Was it the same guy?
I think so.
Because he's like,
he
remembered you.
He was completely different. He had different dogs. He wasn't dressed the same. Did you know that I actually brought my pistol with me? I had my gun in my waistband.
No, I didn't know that.
Because I didn't know these people could be nuts. I don't know what the fucking people are at the dog park.
I didn't know that.
I took my revolver. You better believe it.
I didn't know that.
I wasn't going to tell
you. You were going to shoot dogs?
Shoot him. Shoot anybody. I don't know. Who knows? That's why I was being very careful. I wasn't armed the last time. This guy's throwing rocks at his dog. Who knows what he's going to do? So I'm like, you know, all right, dude, we'll go. We're going to leave here. But we're going back. I'm like.
But so I go to the park and I'm like, oh, what's your dog's name? He's like, Stella. I'm like, how old is she? He's like, 4 months. And so I'm playing with Stella. I'm throwing the ball.
Different dog.
Was a different dog?
He had the dogs in the truck. You heard them going nuts in the truck. That whole guy is weird.
Okay.
But I was packing heat. I was ready for anything. Seriously, I'm going to protect my dog and my wife. Okay. Not in that order.
I didn't feel threatened at all. I mean, Stella was the cutest little thing. She actually chases after balls.
Yes.
Unlike Phoebe. They roll past her and she's like, you think I'm going to go get that thing?
I'm not getting that thing.
So.
Anyway, so. We had a great dinner, and then we had, we had Christmas service. It must be stuff in between there. Well, am I missing something in the timeline?
No, we had Christmas. Well, we went to Christmas Eve service at Bridge Church, which was absolutely lovely.
A lot of fun.
Really nice. We had a nice time.
Especially because they were playing the worship team, Christian for band, were playing like... Silent Night, you know,
in a different way,
but it also had a whole different meaning for me now.
And Pastor Jimmy talked about that. About how the whole thing was very different for me too.
It was great. It was really enjoyable.
We talked about that on the last show.
And then Jeff
sang that song. Jeff and the worship band was saying,
"What song?
Mary,
was that
did you know?" I don't know if that's the name of it. Mary, did you know?
Jeff, who has kind of the voice of Tim Finn.
His voice is amazing. Amazing.
The guy blew me away.
Amazing. Really,
and that was a hit, wasn't it? That song was a hit at some point.
No, he said somebody wrote it and it sat in a drawer for years.
Yeah, but then someone put it became a hit. Yeah,
Pentatonix, that band, that a cappella band.
Pentatonix, yeah.
Yes, they did it a few years ago, and that's when I first heard it, and it was phenomenal.
And I'll tell you, the more I read scripture, the more I see songs like, oh, every breath you take, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Thank you, Sting. You got that from the Bible. Plagiarist. Don't pretend you made that up yourself, bro.
Maybe he's a faithful man. You don't know.
No, man. He puts like plates in his lip like the Amazon dudes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's a tendential meditation.
Transcendental.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, Howard Stern does that too.
Exactly. That's my point. Not good. So big problem.
But so it was a lovely Christmas Eve service.
And then we came home and then we opened all our presents.
We did. It started. But what happened was this is how it started. So Adam goes, hey, so do you want to exchange Christmas cards to each other?
I'm like, let's do cards. No. I said, hey, let's do cards tonight. You're like, cards? I'm like, yes, we always have. No, we don't. You're like fighting me. We've always done Christmas cards.
I don't remember.
I have a whole box full of Christmas cards from you.
You're going to have to pull them out because I don't remember that. Because I looked at him, I'm like, I don't have a card for you.
So I didn't even, I not only did I have a card, I had a whole written up little insert and everything.
Did.
I was like, I'm really going all out. I'm going to do a great card this year, like we've done every single year, which for some reason you can't remember doing cards together.
I know.
This is blowing me away. You, the card meister, who have excoriated me for forgetting a card on our anniversary. Whoa, man. And now you're still pretending like we don't do cards. We do cards and you forgot. Just admit it. Admit it.
The card meister.
You are. And cards are your love language. You want a card from everybody.
I know words of affirmation is my love language. So imagine my look on my face when I was like, oh no.
Cards?
I don't have a card for you.
And you didn't even like get me a shitty card later.
No.
Not even like a makeup card. Unbelievable.
But I know.
Unlike you, I forgive you.
I know. I don't hold
it over your head for years.
Well, it's kind of good ammunition for me to have. So you can hold this one over my head occasionally.
No, I'll use this one.
So.
And then we just exchange all our gifts.
We exchange all our gifts.
Just open everything.
Except the one that has not arrived yet. So that one has not arrived yet.
Yeah.
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 What'd you get?
Oh, my goodness.
What was your favorite gift? Oh, I know what your favorite gift is.
It's hard to say what my favorite gift was because, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, everything you give me, I love. There's not a favorite. There's two things I use the most. My new UGG slippers I use the most because I wear those every single day. And you gave me a study Bible, a little bit smaller version than the one you have.
It's a small print.
which is fine because I'm nearsighted. So for me, it's like small print is good. I love this book.
I know.
I was like, I'm just going through it page by page because it's got maps. It's got timelines. It's got all kinds. I have so many questions. And like, this is a great history book. I love this book. It's got two bookmark strings. So you can put one here, one there. I've always loved books. This is one of my favorite books.
Aww,
and I read it every single day. I love it. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I'm into it. I'm really into it. I'm not, you know, you did the Bible, was it the
Bible recap?
The Bible recap study
program. I'm doing it now.
And which does, you know, it'll compare multiple books next to each other and show you how, you know, like Luke said this and Matthew said this. And I was like, no, I just want to read it from New Testament four. I just want to read in order.
Oh.
And I'm really liking that because, you read like Matthew 1 and it's not that much text, but then you read all the explanations and how the star was the star of Bethlehem was a conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter and Mars, which has happened multiple times throughout history. And it's more proof. And I love that. It's like an unfolding conspiracy theory that turns out to be completely true.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great gift. Now there's other gifts you gave me that I love.
Yeah. Don't you like your hat that I bought you?
Oh, the hat. Tina's so smart. So this is a beanie hat and it has, besides two Bluetooth speakers that you pull it down over your ears, it has a light in the front, an LED light. So when I'm out with Phoebe at night, I do boop, just press my forehead and I got this beautiful light. I don't have to hold the flashlight while I'm walking with her.
Cleaning up her poop.
Because I'm missing one hand, basically, to pick up her poop and hold on to the leash and everything.
And the flashlight.
It's so cool. I love this thing. And I'm sure people drive by me like, there's that crazy guy from the cul-de-sac over there. There's that nerd with his light on his head.
Where's his headlamp?
And then Phoebe has her e-collar, which also has a light. So she's got a little light. I've got a little light. We're like, doo-doo-doo, hi, neighbors. Here we are. Yeah, this is great.
They're like, oh, what happened to Adam Curry?
Man, they love me over here, right? They love me out here.
You got some good things. And then you got your grill stuff that you like, your grill light.
It's the only thing I asked for, a grill light and a grill fork with a thermometer in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And what am I forgetting now?
You got a robe and jeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You gave me so much.
Yeah.
I got pretty close. I got like 10 gifts for you.
Yeah.
In total.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Stuff that you didn't even expect.
No, that I didn't expect at all.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I know. I know. It was a good Christmas.
What did you get that you liked? Huh?
Oh, what was it that I got? Well,
I don't even remember.
No, I got the 6 plaques. You bought me these beautiful plaques from Vaudeville, which we got hung up today.
Which you actually saw, but you were roofied when you saw them. You were like, these are nice.
Yes, we could talk about that.
Did we talk about the Christmas party? No. I don't think so. No.
We did talk about it, but we didn't talk about when we had Julianne and Mark over. And she's the one that said about possibly.
Yeah, a lot of people feel they might have gotten roofied at the party.
But anyway, back to my gifts before we get to that.
Yeah, sure.
I love my belt. You bought me an Hermes belt, which is gorgeous.
Thank
you. Bought me some earrings, which I picked out and basically selected for you.
We went through that. Yes, we went through that. Yes. And I even had to ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did wrap them all myself. What did you think of my wrapping this year?
It was great. You wrapped them like 2 hours before I opened them. It was great.
Yeah.
I'm like, why bother? Just put them under the tree. You're wasting paper.
Really? Is that really how you thought? Is that really what you want?
No, it's fine. It's fine. But the gift, your gift that has not arrived yet. So I talked about this on the last show. I was so upset.
Yeah.
And then I had paid for the extra extra shipping for the expedited service.
And you yelled at them.
Of which they refunded my money. And then I was just, it just didn't sit well with me. And I saw other people.
I'm going to sue you.
No, I saw other people on Instagram who got the same gift, but ordered it from a different company. And I'm like, So I'm like, you know what? I don't want their item anymore, even though it was a custom piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so I emailed them and said, look, I just want you to cancel the whole order. I can't stomach the thought of my money going to your company because you're fraudulent. It was fraudulent what they promised me and I paid for, and then all of a sudden they couldn't deliver it. And so,
well, if they had called and said, look, here's the deal, but they didn't do that.
No, I was the one that called them.
Yeah.
So then I get, okay, here's your refunded money, but we're going to send you the item anyway.
And then you felt bad.
And then now I feel bad. So I'm going to send them a check. If I like the item, I'm going to send the check. I keep it.
We'll see if it arrives. I'm still not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I can't wait to find out what it is. I mean, I've always wanted a custom Austin Healey.
I know. I was trying to get the wheels right, baby. Trying to get the wheels right.
I'd love to have some custom wheels on my Austin Healey.
Yeah. So, and then also Brian, my BFF Brian, bought us gifts as well, which was really, really thoughtful. And of course, you got this gorgeous etched wine decanter that says curry and it says pour glass, get ready to laugh.
Very nice gift.
And he got me a stocking that says Tina with a lump of coal in it.
I mean, to be your BFF is really a tough task.
I know
what's up with the coal.
But that wasn't, he made a donation to Ronald McDonald House Charities, which was incredibly thoughtful.
Very sweet.
We need to find that man a woman. He needs a partner. Speaking of partners,
people should send in their ladies, if you're single, send in your picture.
Yeah, send in your profile.
Tina@curry.com.
I'll see if I can make a love connection.
Well, you've been making it all around these days.
Yes, let's talk about that love connection.
Well, you know, I'm still very skeptical about this. We have Tommy, Tommy who does landscaping. We like Tommy a lot. And
you're worried about losing him as a friend.
And a landscaper. So we have talked about it before, but you actually made the connection between him and Allison.
I did. And he actually went over to her apartment with his daughter because Allison is, this is just coincidental. Maybe Allison is moving out of her apartment and she's going to move into his apartment building. And this is before she even knew him.
This has disaster written all over it.
And so he brought his daughter over to meet her, to see her apartment, because she said, I'm vacating this apartment. Why don't you bring her over? So Allison texts me and she's like, yeah, I was on the phone with a good friend of mine and Tommy and his daughter showed up and I was still in my pajamas. I had no makeup on. I don't even think I brushed my hair.
Oh my goodness.
And I go,
and Tommy's still going to go out with
her? Yes. He's still going to go out with her. So there you go. You never know.
They are so... It could indeed be a perfect connection. It could be. Or it could just be a huge disaster. I'm hoping for a perfect connection.
Well, I would
They both deserve love in their life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if this works out, then I'm batting 100%. I could definitely find somebody for Brian.
You can start charging money for this service.
I know.
It's just lunch.
I know. So, but... yeah, so that's the love connection. But after Christmas, we had Mark and Julianne King over for dinner, which was really, you made your no agenda.
Yes, this is
depression style stew.
This is the Julianne is the professional hunter.
Yes,
we talked about their trophy room before.
Yes, yes.
But she's all like, what's she, 5 foot five?
Yeah,
she's out there with 30 caliber.
Yeah,
shooting elephants and shit. Not elephants.
I think that's really cool.
Whatever she's shooting.
Yeah.
Ah, these are the ivory import export smugglers. can't tell.
But Phoebe really loved her. Phoebe did really well with Juliet. She did
really well. And she's like, oh, just laying down by her feet.
I'm just always skeptical because I'm thinking, oh my God, she's going to snap at her anytime.
No, those days are gone. She's not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So, and then what else did we do? We had...
Just been so busy.
It has been. I'm amazed at how busy we've been.
I know.
For people who never do anything. We never do anything. We never go anywhere. We never do anything. We had a lot of stuff to do. We had a lot.
Yeah. Well, and then we had New Year's Eve and we went to Austin for New Year's Eve.
Which was also really interesting. We had a New Year's Eve dinner with our friends. That was Saturday night, so I had to do the show Sunday. So we did leave on time. Mm-hmm.
A nice eclectic group of friends that they have. And
yeah.
It was fine.
Well, what was interesting is that we had kind of prepared for this. There was going to be a things I learned this year where everyone would say something and everyone went around the table and there was some varying things that people learned about and it was pretty personal and
it was very personal.
To some degree some emotional stuff. And then we basically came out and said, "Well, I got baptized," and the room went
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I decided this year to look into the biggest conspiracy theory of all, and that is Jesus. And guess what? He's real. And the room went.
They're like, what's going on here?
It was great. It was very interesting.
It was a lovely dinner party. It really was.
It was good nice. Food. It was good conversation. Yeah. Good people. Yeah. Had a good time. I think we had a good time.
Yeah. It was lovely. It was very lovely. So what you got up? What do you got on your list?
A couple of things. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm very excited about something I'm working on. There's a new podcast coming. There'll be Pastor Jimmy's podcast with Annette.
Yes.
And he and I have been talking about this. I said, yeah, man, I'll help you out. We should definitely get that started. And by the way, the first thing we need to get you a kick-ass opening tune. So we're going to talk to the Jeff Smith. And Jeff has done so many jingles for No Agenda. And of course, he also did the Curry and the Keeper opening. And I gave him the directive, you know, it's like, okay, this is what Pastor Jimmy does. And AC/DC would be the vibe. And he came back with something phenomenal.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. But I can't wait for it to debut.
I find out that Jeff has been he's played in all kinds of worship teams. Christian for band. Even some bands that Jimmy has played in. So the whole...
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Dave Ramsey.
Jimmy played in Dave Ramsey?
Everybody's played in Dave Ramsey's band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you're in Nashville.
Are you sure that's correct?
Yeah. Okay. If you're in Nashville, everybody has played in the band. Yeah. Or has worked there in some fashion. But they know so many people together and they're like, it's like, wow, this... And I didn't even know any of this about Jeff, really.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of this. It was phenomenal.
I know. I love that story. I love that how people are connected and they don't even know that they're connected.
I'm telling you.
It's so cool. Yeah. So that's been exciting. I'm excited for it to launch. And I know that Annette is doing it with him, which makes it even more exciting.
Yeah. We already got a demo. So they sent in a demo.
Well, when we had dinner, she was like, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm nervous. I don't know. And then all of a sudden we get a demo and there.
Yeah. It's basically, it's Curry and the Keeper only with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. Oh, I like that. It's good. We are rubbing off on them. And they're good, man. You watch. They're good. This is going to be a good show.
Yes.
I can give you the title. The title of the podcast is Living Up in a Down World, which I love.
Yep.
And I think it'll be really, really, really good. I don't know how often they're going to do it, but I'll be executive producing and helping with the sound and getting them all set up and everything in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then until they can get completely autonomous, but it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a really good show.
The demo
they did was good.
Yes.
That's cool. The stuff they're talking about.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. Oh, but I wanted to go back to New Year's Eve, though.
Please.
Man, Phoebe is terrorized by the fireworks.
Yeah, that was
did
a little...
Did not like them at all. I'm interested in any ideas on if your dogs are... affected by fireworks, what do you do to help calm them down?
Yeah, because we were back right at midnight, and I think there may have been a lot of fireworks around 10 or 11, because the minute... So I got her, we came in, and it was like 12...
This is right at
12:01 or whatever, and I'm like, come on, let's go out, and the fireworks started to go off, and she was freaking out. She's like, nope, and she wouldn't go. She was afraid. You put a blanket on her place so she could feel comfortable. She sat there and just lay there the whole night, and then wouldn't get off of her. She was really, and she, for like 48 hours, yeah, she was out of sorts.
Terrorized.
She didn't want to go outside. And I didn't expect that. She was really sad, really traumatized.
Yeah. I was a little harsh though. I was like, she's just going to have to get over it.
I'm like, you're such a horrible mom.
She'll be fine. She's got to go to the bathroom.
She's a dog. That's what you're. Here's Tina's standard. She's a dog. I'm like, man, you're so heartless. Without any compassion, just purely heartless.
You know I love that dog.
Yeah, but it takes a while. Like, and the next day, like, oh, Phoebe. But that night, you're like, she's a dog. She can be fine. She'll be fine. No, she's suffering. And I'm a sucker. I'm like, she's suffering.
You're look like, let me carry her outside.
Let me carry her onto the bed. Let her lay with us. Anything. Yeah. She's a dog. She'll be fine. I love you for that. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, so 75 hard started.
Yes.
Phase one. Yes. So the first time was boot camp, the 75 days. That was considered boot camp. That's a long ass.
What
boot
is that?
Camp.
I mean, yeah, that's because this is 30 days. What is this considered? Advanced boot camp?
No,
what is
phase one? So there's
how many phases are
there's
there?
There's three phases after boot camp.
Oh, and goodness gracious.
You're supposed to finish them in 1 year. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody what you're doing now for phase one.
So, basically everything that I did for boot camp.
Plus a cold shower.
Plus a 5 minute cold shower. Plus I have to do three tasks and I have to do visualization for 10 minutes. And I think that's it. But the hardest addition is that cold shower. It is not fun, period. Not fun.
Well, it's not fun because now you actually have a timer instead of like, I think it's 5 minutes.
I know.
You set a timer like,
I know, Brian goes, set a
long
timer with Siri. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, crap. I got to set a timer.
And so, yes. And so, it's interesting. You have to breathe through it. And I have it all the way cold, like cold. I have goosebumps all over me. But at the end, it's when you're done, it's very invigorating.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. So back on the same thing, doing the two workouts a day, drinking my gallon of water. And I like it. It adds structure to my day and I'm the happiest. And
I cannot tell you the difference between you doing the program and not doing the program.
I know, because you yelled at me that I was on social media too much.
Okay. First of all, I don't yell at you. I don't yell at you.
You told me I needed to get back to reading my Bible and get off of social media. That's what you said.
I said, not quite like that, but I said, when you were doing your Bible studies and doing this, you seemed to be happier and things were nicer.
You're like, nope. You go, you need to get off of Instagram and off of Twitter.
You're doom scrolling. What are you doing? All I hear is doom scrolling.
Well, I'm in the closet with my iPad doom scrolling.
No, you're not. The thing is,
well, how did that even start? How did that start? How did we get into that tiff? I can't remember.
You were mad at me because I was short.
You're like, oh, yeah, short. You were short with me. What were you? Oh, because no, I grabbed, we were at the grocery store and we were doing self-checkout and I was texting. I was actually texting somebody and you turned to me and you're like, every time you touch the bag, it messes up the scale and stop
Which
touching
is true.
The bag.
And you're like, I didn't touch the bag. I'm like, okay, you didn't touch the bag. You're texting. Whatever it was, I'm sure I was out of line.
You were,
but I was also right. I was just out of line, and you said ever since you stopped smoking, you've been short with me, and I said, oh yeah, ever since you stopped doing 75 hard, you've been doom scrolling, and you're just on social media,
and you said, start reading your Bible again, baby.
Did I really say that?
No. It was our first fight we've ever had in 7.5 years. Pretty good.
What a fight that was. Gee, big fight. Lasts all 45 minutes, these fights.
We both just interpreted it wrongly or based on our own experiences.
It was a disconnect.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in general, I like our mornings when we're doing our, you know, kind of like our directed rich. I mean, I literally do not touch email or certainly not social media until I've gone through a devotional, you know, I've read some different things. Like I got the U-verse, just some things to make me feel good and connect, you know, and like, oh, okay, now I'm ready to look at the bullshit.
Yes.
And I think it's the same with you. It's like, it's really important not to start with bullshit.
But that wasn't it either. I mean, that wasn't solely it. I just didn't have any structure. Mm-hmm. So when I was not doing 75 hard and it was just kind of
freewheeling, floating.
Yes, yeah. Floating. And
you get sucked thrive in real easy. You get sucked into shit. It's easy.
Well, I thrive better with structure.
Of course, everyone does. Yeah. And I thrive better with your structure when you're sitting there going, let me tell you about Noah, man. This is some crazy shit. Or, did you know about Job? I'm like, no. And I love that when you were discussing that
stuff. Or the rainbow.
The rainbow,
which exactly. Is God's covenant. And remember when you yelled at me for texting and driving?
Again, yelling. Yeah. Do I really yell? Do I really raise my voice? I don't think I've yelled in 15 years.
You yelled at me because I missed the exit because I was looking at my phone. You did. That was warranted.
I didn't yell.
That was warranted.
I don't yell.
You said, I'm going to tell you this sternly.
Yeah.
Stop looking at your phone and drive. You're right. You're absolutely right. So we're driving to Austin. Okay. We're driving in Adam's car and I look over
him. It drives itself.
Yeah. And so I look over, what is he doing? He's looking at his phone and I go, you just told me not to do that. You go, my car's on autopilot. That's
correct. It is.
I'm like, no.
You're right. That was bad of me.
Yes.
That was bad of me.
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty good. You never really see me do that. I just looked at it. I wasn't texting. By the way, many women, not just you, will literally be driving with their phone in their lap, texting.
Like the girl that hit you in the truck, remember? In Austin?
I've seen my stepdaughter do this and it freaked me out.
Gosh,
I've seen her do
that.
I'm like, stop, please. I beg you.
I know. All you need is one, looking down, and cross over the line.
It doesn't take much.
You're a goner.
It doesn't take much at all.
You're a goner.
So we're being more responsible as adults together.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But my car does drive itself. Just so you know. It's not much that can go wrong. It drives itself. It really does.
That's still no excuse for you to be scrolling the internet.
It wasn't. I heard a ding. I thought it's important. Let me take a look.
It's like Pavlov's dog, those dings, like ding. Mm.
But in general, I don't really do much when the ding goes. I'm pretty, not a lot of people text me.
Yeah.
But when I'm texting, you go, who are you texting?
I know. It's always your girlfriend, Dave Jones.
It's one of my many girlfriends, yes. Dave Jones. It's one of my many, many, many girlfriends.
I'm just more curious than anything. You ask me to. I mean, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But going back to 75 Hard, I did write a blog post on the counter edit Substack.
I should put a link to that in the show notes, actually.
So I was featured in the counter edit Substack, and the counter edit is produced by primarily written by my girlfriend, Tiffany, who lives in Austin. And I work with her on just editing and providing ideas. And she offered to feature my blog post about doing the boot camp 75 Hard. And so I just outlined
it. With a sexy ass picture of you, I might add. I'm kind. Did I approve that?
I didn't know you had to.
Because, you know, it's like, you could fantasize about this picture.
Aw.
You do realize you're smoking hot, right? This is something that you realize. I don't have to actually explain this to you every single time.
You're very sweet, baby. Thank you.
It's the truth.
Right thing for you to say.
It's the truth.
But yes, it got pretty good traction, too. A lot of people read it. And yeah. You know, and more than anything, it talked about tips to get through it, you know, how difficult it is and how all these tips really came from the group, our whole 75 Hard group.
Hard group is such a cool group because a lot of them are no agenda people.
Oh, I know.
A lot of them are cork soakers, of course.
Yeah.
By osmosis.
Yes.
Now I'm even getting emails from some of them, like Jake.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, bro, I hear the chicks are going to do some trip. We should do a dude trip. Like, okay, Jake.
We should do a dude trip.
A dude trip at the same time.
Adam doesn't do anything physical. No physical, no hikes, no climbing,
I think Jake's idea was to go to Vegas and we'll party for 3 days before you guys show up.
Oh, I see.
Which is not me at all, as you know.
No.
Not me at all.
No. You're not a dude kind of trip dude.
No, not necessarily. Although I'm,
although you have been to the south of France with a with your dude friend.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I'll probably do a dude trip with Maverick before anything.
Oh,
in a you know, just going somewhere in the plane.
Give us an update. How are the choppers?
The choppers. Thank you for asking. So the choppers. Now, where did we leave off with the chopper tale?
Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember either. You have to write this down. Anyway, I had my, you know, I think we did talk about it. He checked and, you know, the healing is fine. Remember that? The healing is great. It's great healing, really good healing. And it is really good healing. But now, of course, I have a space between my gums and the temporary. So my, I have more.
So he's storing food in there.
Oh, it's so disgusting. I have enough for a Boy Scout troop. Hey, are you hungry, boys? Suck it out of my teeth there. So I, so whenever I eat, I have to like do this whole ritual to clean it and everything. I'm very excited. Next Tuesday, I go to for a checkup to see how it's doing. And then I'm going to get a decision, more like a time frame when I go for the next, for the permanence, for the, you know, for the next operation and the implant. Then we can start scheduling our life. Because what I've noticed is Tina's like, I'm not waiting for you, dude. I'm not waiting for you with your scheduling. I'm going to book some trips.
Yeah, I have a couple trips booked. But wait,
booking
before
all
we-
these trips by yourself without me is like, you know, just, I'm just going to go here. I'm going to go there. It's like,
I'm like, I'm going to France. I'll be back.
You're not going to France. You're not going to
Here's
France.
Here's the thing,
at
though,
all.
Going back to Maverick, going, he's going to see him next Tuesday. And so he's going. You had to reconfirm the appointment. Oh, talk about that.
Right. Right. So the girls call, one of the girls, his ladies calls me from the office and says, hey, you good? Next Tuesday. I always call a week ahead of time. Next Tuesday. Yeah, that's great. And then as I hang up, I'm like, did she say 10:40 or 11:40? Cause I have 11:40. I call back. I get like the head lady. Hey, Adam, how you doing? I just checking. Is it 11:40? Oh, yes, it's 11:40. So you and Dr. Mitch can talk as long as you want, because the last time you were here talking about airplanes and the whole day got pushed back, and we love you and we know Dr. Mitch loves talking to you, but we have to schedule you at before lunchtime so he can chat with you as long, because we can't be ruining our schedule for the day. I don't even know if he knows that. I'm going to tell him about
like
it.
You're like two gossip girls.
We are like, look at my panel. Look at the panel on the plane. Wow, that's nerds. Cool, man. Let me show what I'm flying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, though, through this whole experience. You have a new friend now.
I do. Yeah. I do. And he's a good guy. He's a very good guy. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
We're some fun.
Excellent.
We're going to do some flying.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah. So, going back, I have a couple trips planned. I'm actually going to Chicago to finally see my mom. And I'm going to spend a couple days in the city. And
yeah, we know what's going on. All of a sudden, meetup. It's not Curry and the Keeper. It's the Keeper.
It's the Keeper meetup.
The Keeper meetup. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For first Friday in February. If anybody's in town, let me know. I'll hook
in
you up.
In Chicago?
Yeah. I'm staying.
And do you know where? Don't tell her where you're staying.
No, I'm staying in River North. I'm just downtown Chicago. I don't even know what the name.
Just give the hotel room and the number.
I you know what? And I had to sign up. It's kind of like this sort of Airbnb, but not Airbnb. And so
what is that?
Kate had sent me the property.
Sort of,
I don't want to say the name of the property.
Airbnb, but not?
Well, yes. You go and it's not a hotel, but it's like units. And maybe it's a whole apartment building. So
well,
I had to, she sent it off to me and she said, I live right there. And you know,
who's Kate?
Kate is, I'm friends with her on Instagram. She's a no agenda listener. And she was the one that's like, hey, if you're going to come to Chicago.
Is she a cork soaker?
Like, yeah, she's a cork soaker too.
Okay, right.
And she said, let's definitely do dinner. And I said, great. And so she sent me the link.
And she said, hey, I'm inviting more people.
And she said, yeah, and when I told her I was coming on Friday, she goes, there's five people coming already. So,
nice.
If anybody else wants to come, please, you know, send me a message.
That's cool. I like it.
But this hotel or whatever it is, this apartment. So I had to give them my driver's license. I had to show them my face, scan my face.
What? This sounds like you're buying Bitcoin.
I know. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was a whole process. And I said to Kate, I go, Adam would be horrified to know that I did all this to book a hotel room.
Not a fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, that's the first weekend in February. So I arrive on Thursday and I'll stay till Saturday morning. And then I'm going to head down to Indiana.
Maverick, attention, Maverick. Maverick, flying in our future. First week of February, flying in our future.
Yes, I'll be gone for about 5 days. And then
five days?
Yeah, from Thursday to Monday.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
You'll be working. You do podcasts on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. You'll be working. You'll only have Saturday free.
I do a lot of podcasts.
I know you do.
I do.
You do. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I do it for the people.
The people.
I do it. Yeah. I can't imagine not doing this.
And then later in February, I'm going with the church, with Bridge Church, and a bunch of the ladies
there to right?
Pink Impact, which is a women's conference.
Now, what exactly is the women's conference?
I have no idea. I've never been, so I will let you know.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea. I'm sure a lot of speakers and some worship music.
Bands.
Band.
Bands.
It's Christian for band. I've never been, so I'm excited to go. And
it's a big thing, though. It's like a lot of people go there, right?
And I've met some really wonderful women through church, and so it'll be nice to go with them. So I'm excited about that.
It's really interesting how much of a social experience church is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you're gone, is Jeff's wife going? I may take Jeff out for a dinner.
I think so. I think she's going. Yeah,
he seems like a fun guy to hang
out
with.
And you should connect with Russ too.
With
Russ.
Russ, yeah.
Russ, yeah.
Although he's going in for a procedure too, I think. I don't know if he's at around that time. Yeah. I know he's going in for something.
So, I have a few trips planned because, you know, what else is there to do? And I'll be done with 75 hard. So, woohoo.
And then what are you going to go for the second and third program, I presume,
I'm going to plan it around any potential trips that may be coming up for us.
Right, because we want to go see my friend in Spain.
Yes.
Hans. And we really, really, really would like to go to Jamaica.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a plane that will take us from here to there. Cost efficiently, because I'm really, really worried about our domestic our international, our travel situation is very bad with aviation.
Especially,
right now.
Especially, yes, with the whole...
You know, Cody, he's the guy that has he's the naval flight instructor, has the simulator in Texas. He says, hey, man.
I don't know Cody, no.
I've talked about it.
Cody? No, I don't know Cody.
Well, he's about to retire. He's like high up, and he wants to come on, fly the F-35 simulator.
Oh, cool.
And land on the ship or whatever. And it's 4 or 5 hours by car, but it's only an hour by plane. So I'll probably zip down there when you're gone, fly the simulator, which would be amazingly, I mean, to fly the naval simulator, this is not like something any civilian gets to do. So I'm very excited.
All right.
So
when
are you leaving again?
Can
you leave any sooner, please?
Now he's all excited. I see.
I am a little bit jacked about that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You should do that. I'll send you the dates. I'll send you the dates. I'm gone.
It'll be fun.
But going back to church and meeting people, we are doing a progressive dinner on Friday night
with four
other couples from church.
Which included first us going to talk to Richard at Vaudeville for the desserts.
Yes, because I was like, should I just make something? Maybe I'll make this or that. And I'm like, I'm not making a thing. I'm going to buy it all.
Well done.
I don't
darling. I've taught you well. Very good. Very good.
I don't want to make any, because we've been entertaining so much. We've been cooking a lot. And I'm just like, man.
And we also got the Meat Mafia guys coming before that or after that?
No, after that. Right. They're coming in. We have a lot going on in January. So we have the progressive dinner. So we're having appetizers at Debbie's home. Then we're having...
And we're all in a party bus, by the way.
We're all in a party bus, yes.
This, first of all, I've never really liked the progressive dinner name because it sounds like something like progressive, politically progressive, which is just weird. That just triggers me.
I don't think of it that way. So
okay. But it is kind of cool because it's 12 or 13 people, right? And we're going to go to four different homes.
Yes. And
it's a cool idea. Dvorak's like... Do you put your keys in a jar and shake them up and then take them out? No, John.
Oh, brother.
No, it's not a key party. It's a progressive dinner, yes.
And the sad thing is I'm not going to be drinking. That's the only thing. Everybody else will be drinking.
It's not sad.
Yeah, I'll be watching. I'll take notes.
You are just as funny with or without alcohol.
I'll take notes. But yes, we're going to Debbie and Todd's house for appetizers. Then we're going to Jeannie, I can't remember her husband's name, for salads. And then we're going to Andrea's house for the entree.
Andrea is
making braised short ribs.
Wait a minute. Andrea is doing entrees. I saw her at church. Oh, hello, Andrea. How are you?
I know you go, are you in finance?
Finance? Andrea, do you do finance or cinema?
And then they're coming back here for dessert. And Richard from Vaudeville has hooking us up with the three different kinds of desserts.
Who apparently dreamt about me.
Oh, yes. We went to see Richard. He's a good-looking man. He's a good-looking man. He could be a male model.
Yes, he could. Yes. He might have been in his previous life. Who knows?
Maybe. And he's so nice. Very, very, very nice and gracious. So he's hooking us up.
He's exactly the kind of guy you want to run the classy restaurant in town.
Yes.
Exactly. The right guy.
He's got quite the following, too. Yeah.
Oh, the women love him.
Yes.
And some of the men, too.
He's very charming. He's very, very charming.
For a Canadian.
Yes. So we have progressive dinner coming up, and then we have... Oh my gosh, hold on. Let me pull up my calendar real quick and I will tell you what is going on. Oh, then we have...
Meet Mafia guys.
No, Anamika and her husband, Chris, are coming into San Antonio.
No Agenda and Corksoakers.
And Corksoakers, yes, on the 17th. So we have dinner with them. So I'm excited about that. We're going to load up on some beef at KNC Cattle on the 18th.
It's going to be exciting. We're taking Phoebe. We're going to the farm.
Yeah, we're going to let her roam around with the cows.
And we're getting the biggest tomahawk we can as a present for Joe Rogan.
Oh, Adam's going to be on Joe Rogan again. Yeah.
Go on Joe and I want that big Flintstone thing.
That's such a great
Joe.
He's going to love it.
Conk. Here's what you need, brother.
Yes, because he is a beef guy. Yeah. And then Charles Mayfield is coming with the Meat Mafia boys and he's coming.
He's from Pharaoh.life, which is the lard on your face guy.
Yeah. Lard, help us.
Look at my face.
Lard. Oh, my gosh.
Let's be honest about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You look like you're about at least
12.
42.
I'll take 42 any day. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And so we're excited about that. And so I'm going to make my tri-tip. You want me to make the tri-tip? So I'm going to make that.
Did we talk about your tri-tip the last time?
Yes, where I coated it with espresso.
Outstanding tri-tip. Outstanding.
And then my girlfriend Teresa comes at the end of January. So it's a full month. And then I'm off to Chicago after she leaves. So it's a full month. We got a lot going on.
We'll have a lot to talk about. I'm excited about everybody really, but the Meat Mafia guys, that's going to be off the hook. I know it's going to be fun. I'm trying to get Texas Slim might drop by.
Okay.
He's in transit. So
I need
not sure
to make
where
two tri-tips then.
We'll need two. Have you seen the size of these guys? We need two tri-tips.
Okay.
He's a big man.
Okay.
Charles, by the way, he needs a woman.
Oh, does he? Charles?
He's deserving of a good woman. He is a nice, nice, handsome, intelligent, good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to meet him. I helped him a little bit with social media, so I'm excited to meet him.
Has he posted that stuff?
Yeah, he's posted a lot of it. Yeah, just to make it easy for him. So
yeah, he really kind of stole my heart when we were in Georgia. I'm like, I like this guy. He's really cool.
Oh.
And you know, he was also divorced twice.
Oh,
and I said,
so he had stuff in common.
I said, bro, there is hope for you. If I could get the right one after third time, then you can do it too. For sure. It'll be my mission. We can find the right woman for you. Ladies, submit it. P.O. Box 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas.
Wait, no, just
78624.
No. Submit what?
Pictures, underwear, anything.
Underwear? What?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
I don't know. I'm still 18 when I say these things.
Apparently.
I mean it well.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Hey, Corksoakers, how you doing?
Hello.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
We got some very nice donations. Thank you very much, everybody. This is a value for value proposition. The idea is time, talent, treasure. We'll take anything. If you get any value from this podcast, send it back to us. The way we prefer is through one of the fantastic new podcast apps. You can get one at newpodcastapps.com. We suggest Fountain, and we're working on making that easier for you.
Yes.
The good news about Fountain is you could just listen to other podcasts. You'll earn Satoshis. You don't have to do anything, and you can send those to us.
And they're updating the app, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this will make the purchase of Bitcoin for the app apparently seamless in one place. And I really, you know, Oscar Mary, he's a Brit. They're in England, so you know they don't even know what Cash App is over there. It still kind of works with that. So they're trying to make everything easier. We're getting there. We are definitely moving things forward. For those of you who had figured it out and have done it, we really appreciate it. And right at the top is Gene Everett. 250,000 satoshis.
Oh my gosh, Gene.
And he says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Aww. And he has little emojis. Emojis work with a little Christmas tree and little two champagne glasses. And then Anonymous. Now, I have a fee. This is Anonymous, 239,000 satoshis, which is, it says Anonymous. I don't know if this person was, for my 42nd birthday, $42. That's what this was at the time of donation. And thank you, Tina, for our 75 hard life journey, and Adam for a decade of infotainment for this. And he says Sam, S-A-H-M, which I have no idea.
Stay at home, mom. I know who it is.
So does she want to remain anonymous?
If she says anonymous, I'm not going to say her name, but I know who it is.
I don't know if maybe because she sent it through the website. To Tallycoin.
I
think she wants to stay anonymous.
Yes, because she would have put her name. But thank you
for helping with SAHM, stay at home mom. I know. I'm like, what is this Psalm crap? What is it? Stay at home mom.
Yeah,
love you both.
Thank you. You are very adorable, and happy birthday.
Big time. I remember 42.
Me too.
Quite a while ago.
Gosh, it's better now though, baby. Better with you.
Oh, with you, it's timeless. A whole striper boost, 77,777 sats from Brian with an I.
Brian with an I comes through again.
To all the members of Vineyard Nation, I ask you to make your New Year's resolution to get yourself decanted. Here's what that sounds like.
You've been decanted.
The only true way to be a cork soaker, otherwise you're just sour grapes. And if everyone donated, we might finally get the weekly show we all desire. Oh. This is true. Much love to everyone, bottoms up.
Good one, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. That's a good one. Did you write that by yourself?
He is a good writer.
He is a very good writer.
He's a good writer.
Although he does have some typos, though, when he texts me, but it's okay.
Welcome to the club, brother. 33,015 from Comic Strip Blogger.
Thank you.
Tina and Adam, thank you for providing a joyful insight to your lives. Your genuinely jovial love is an inspirational light to guide us through the year to come. What a sweet thing to say.
Aww.
If the Cork Soaker crew would like to hear the latest revelations in so-called artificial intelligence, please point them towards our podcast.
Newpodcastapp.com.
No, AI.cooking.
Oh, AI. Sorry.
I cued you here. You were confused.
I'm sorry. AI.cooking with Gregory Forsythe.
Yeah, Gwoof. Gwoof. A fortnight show narrated by GWFF, doting husband to a no-agenda dame.
Oh.
Yo, CSB. Thank you, Comic Strip Blogger.
You know, and CSB, I'm back off the booze.
What do you mean?
He had tweeted, Tina's back on the booze when I was...
And she's off again.
And I'm off again. Just for this show and next show, and then I'm back on.
We got 20,000 sats from Bubba.
Oh, I met Bubba. Bubba donated last time.
Let's see. Aman, maybe it should be Adam, should always do heavy-handed pours. Don't go against the natural law and be all girly and shit. Thanks, Bubba.
You are girly.
10,101, 10,101 from C Dubs. California has a Bitcoin beef economy too.
Oh,
and we can buy raw milk in this state. Hello.
Wow.
I met Kevin Muno at Pacific Bitcoin. He's killing it. Check out this yoga plus beef event. And he has a link, which I will put in our show.
Yoga plus beef?
Why not? Sounds good. I'm going to put that in the link. Hold on a second.
Wow.
In the show notes. Let me just do this so I don't forget it, because you know me.
Yoga.
I'll put in yoga.
Usually yogis only like plants.
Some of these yogis now are being accused of being 100% QAnon, which is kind of interesting.
Oh.
Reading some articles about that. That one died. What do we have? 10,000 sats from Sir Doug. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, Sir Doug. Hey, citizen, 6969. For you two, Swazzlenuff karma, love and lit.
Swazzlenuff.
This is very old no agenda code, honestly. Don't even ask.
Okay.
1555 from Nomadic Coder. Thank you very much. No message further. 1234 from Hoosiers, Mark and Maria.
Oh, yes. We just got an email from them. They're the ones that sent us the wine from... Oh, I forget what the hold on, I got it right here.
Verite? No.
No,
it wasn't Verite. No. That was from...
It was from...
No, of course
Owen not Valley Winery.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they say, our first boost to our favorite faith-filled wine therapy couples podcast.
Wine therapy, I like it.
Well, she said W in parentheses, H-I-N-E, wine therapy.
Wine therapy. Because we're whiny.
Tina, so glad you found a pretty good compatible producer for your show.
I know.
My goodness, I've sunken so low.
You're doing a darn good job, baby.
We have Dame Rhonda with 1,000 sats. Merry Christmas to y'all from North Alabama. Cheers to you both. Here's to blessings for all in 2023. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have S. Travis, 1,000 sats. You two crack me up. Love the show. Thanks for recommending the Fountain app. Y'all get my sats.
Wow. Thank you very much. And see, he, that's a he?
I don't think so. I don't know.
They were able to set up their wallet and their Cash App, and
everyone gets there eventually.
Anyway,
okay. Some people, you know, there are 25% of Americans do have some experience with Bitcoin.
Yeah,
it's a lot more than you think. So they have something, and you know, eventually they figure it out.
Yeah,
we're just we're like 10 years ahead of the curve. Don't worry, people will catch up.
Yeah.
The fact that we have, you know, 15 different people donating in this manner is very, very appreciated.
Oh, I love it so much.
Thank you all so much. Wine is also welcome, of course.
We did get wine and cheese from Jeanette.
From Holland, right?
Yes, Jeanette. I'm probably butchering her name. Bore Clerk.
Spell it.
B-O-R-R-E.
Hold on a second. Let me write it down.
Jeanette Bore.
B-O-R-R-E. Double R?
Yes. And then the last name R-E. Is Clerk. K-L-E-R-K.
Clerk.
Clerk.
Yeah.
And she sent a bottle of wine and two Dutch cheeses.
Yes. Which, I can't. And they're in the fridge. I'm ready to crack them.
Yes.
I already drank the wine.
Really? Big surprise.
It was really good.
He drinks everything, people.
Sorry, I drank the wine.
Everything he drinks.
I need a glass
of wine. He's not smoking now. He's drinking everything.
No, I think I was smoking and drinking. It's just drinking now.
No, but that
it
was really...
Very, it arrived... It went through some... It must have gone through the North Pole. That box arrived pretty dented.
Yes.
But everything was intact. I'm very excited about the cheese, especially.
Yeah. Yes, I was really excited about that too.
Our P.O. Box is 1849, 1849. Easy to remember. It was the California Gold Rush, the 49ers, 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
That's correct. Yes. But thank you, everybody. How about a general decanting for everybody?
I think we give everybody a huge general
decanting. You've been decanted.
Ding! Thanks.
So what's coming up, baby, until the next show? And I agree. If people keep donating this way, we're going to have to do it weekly.
Oh. And I think we have a lot to talk about?
The hardest part of doing this every 14 days, I forget all the crap that we talked about in the last show.
Yes. I don't, because I keep a running note. I keep running notes.
I know, but I remember. I do a lot of podcasts.
I know, but come on, get it together, dude.
As long as you've got it together, I can make this show run. I can do that at least. But
yeah. No, I wanted to, you know, so one thing that I told Debbie, who goes to Bridge Church, she's Retail Debbie. Mm-hmm. And she, that's how I referred to
Church Debbie and Retail Debbie. Yeah.
And she talked about doing a fashion show at the church. And so nothing has come up of it yet. But I was like, huh, you know, I have a lot of fashion show experience and fundraising.
You sure do.
And I was thinking about this, that not only in nonprofit, because I worked on several fashion shows that raised a lot of money, but when my daughters were in school, I think Ellen was in preschool. Mm-hmm. She must have been 5. And I was in the fashion show at the school, and I was the finale.
With the wedding dress?
Yes, with the wedding dress. Did I tell you that story?
No, but I know how fashion shows go. The last one was always the wedding dress.
Yes.
With the designer. Hello. Yeah. You wave like this to everybody. Hello.
And I forgot about that I wore this wedding dress. I was the finale model to walk the runway. Yes.
Do you have pictures or it didn't happen? I bet you do have pictures somewhere.
I have them somewhere, I'm sure. So I might have lost this in a divorce.
along with some other key items.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know.
That's okay.
I lost a lot of cool stuff, like MTV clothes and jackets and stuff, all gone.
Yeah.
Just got thrown
out.
We
do have your wall of fame, though, in the garage.
What's left of it?
Yeah, it's a little, little dusty with some bugs and dog hair.
Oh, well, it's where it belongs. It's like MTV Cribs in the garage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, I forgot about that. Because I was, even back then, I was super competitive with my, at the school. So
you wanted to win the fashion show?
Well, no. So, but there was a cookie decorating contest and I needed to win the cookie decorating contest. And of course I won.
Have you calmed down a little bit since then? Not really the competitive nature.
I'm more competitive with myself now, like with 75 hard in order to complete it. But when I used to go to Orange Theory, remember how I used to come home and tell you like, I was on the treadmill?
I beat her ass. She was next to me. I went faster than her. Yeah, I know.
And then when I worked at J. Crew, I crushed those
poor college kids. I took away all their bonuses.
I took their sales.
You are the worst. Shall we end it there, darling?
Yes, baby.
All right. I love you so much.
I love you too.
What a blast we always have.
I know. I'll see you here in 2 weeks.
That's right. 14 days. If you boost more, we'll do it every 7 days. Up to you, people. It's all in your control. Curry and the Keeper. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
And the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.